Now, let us go to multiplying by 10. For example, if you have 3 big bowls and each bowl will have 10 sweet, delicious apples, how many do you have in total? 10 plus 10 plus 10. That makes it 30 apples. But this is the repeated addition form. In multiplication, how do we do it? 3 groups of 10 each makes 30. Because 10 is added 3 times. So we also say that 3 times 10 is 30. Now let us do skip counting by 10. Flappy the frog wants to reach his house, but he has to take big jumps here, and these jumps are 10 steps each time. You can see the numbers 0, then 10, 20, 30, and so on. So here the numbers in between, like from 0 to 10, the in between numbers, that is 1 to 9, is not written, because here the jump is 10 steps each. So Flappy will go from 0 to 10, and then again he'll take 10 steps to 20, and again 10 steps to 30 to finally reach his home. So here we can say that 3 jumps of 10 steps each is 3 into 10, that is 30. Children, I hope you all have understood this. Now let us go to multiplying by 0. Now, there are 3 plates. Can you see any mangoes on the plate? No, there are 0 mangoes. 0 plus 0 plus 0 will give you the answer 0. So 3 groups of 0 mangoes each. When you multiply any number by 0, the answer is always 0. Now let us see multiplying by 1. There are 3 plates, but this time we see that there is 1 mango on each plate. So how many mangoes do we have in total? 1 plus 1 plus 1, which makes it 3. So 3 groups of 1 mango each, which makes it 3 into 1 is equal to 3. When a number is multiplied by 1, the answer is the number itself. Now children, you have to remember that learning tables is very, very important to solve any sum in multiplication. Now some examples of multiplication are 2 into 1 is equal to 2, 3 into 4 is equal to 12. Now there is one more way of doing multiplication. You have 2 columns of tens and ones. You write 2 under the ones columns and then put the multiplication sign and again write 4 under the ones column. Now, in step 1, you multiply the numbers 4 into 2 or 2 into 4 and you get the answer as 8. Now, in the second step, you write 8 in the ones column. And so we know that our answer for 2 into 4 is 8. So children, with this we come to the end of the explanation of chapter 4 from Arithmetic, Understanding Multiplication. I hope you all have understood the chapter well.